The conference brought about 300 people to the college's Davy campus to hear panels of prosecutors, investigators, and advocates outline the human trafficking problem and discuss solutions. On the first panel was a frequently hurt victim, Katarina Rosenblatt from Miami Beach. She was 13 years old when she was recruited into the sex trade. She told the audience she thought she was among friends, until the day her recruiter brought her to a hotel room wearing a special dress.
And there was a man, 65 years old, half-dressed, with a beer belly hanging out, and he was ready to partake in his transaction. I was dressed with my little bride outfit, thinking we were going to play a game. And she said, "Here's your girl, ready for you." Like he ordered up a pizza.
Rosenblatt spent 4 years as a sex slave, suffering abuse, beatings, and being forced to take drugs. That was 25 years ago. Since then, things have gotten worse. Florida leads the nation in sex trafficking, and Broward County leads the state. Sex trafficking is Broward Sheriff's Office Detective Nicholas Masters' daily assignment.
The tracks goes up the East Coast, up to New York, down to Florida, and then there's one that goes across through Texas to Vegas, out into California, and we're kind of the tip of both tracks. They all come down into South Florida.
Masters says Broward's unusual number of low-rent extended-stay hotels, where people can stay unobserved for months, may be part of the county's appeal, but it's also on the periphery of a great sports town, Miami, where frequent Super Bowls and the Miami Heat draw throngs of potential sex trade customers.
Whenever those events happen, there's a huge media blitz, and we conduct large-scale, usually month-long, if not longer, operations targeting it, trying to curb it and try and control it as much as possible.
Sex trafficking is horrendous, but don't forget that there are so many other forms of trafficking that are happening right here.
Carmen Pino is a special agent with Homeland Security Investigations. He says 27 million people are held as slaves around the world, and three-quarters of those are forced laborers. They work in factories, farm fields, as residential domestic servants, and sometimes in South Florida's best resorts. One of his cases involved 39 Filipinos who spent years in slavery in Boca Raton.
They were basically taken to some resorts where in the morning they would be cutting the grass and getting the greens ready on the golf course. Then, after they did a full day of that, they would quick shower, change into the kind of the waiter outfit, and then they would be working in the banquet hall till late at night, and then cycle that 7 days a week for a number of years.
Like many, the laborers had promised to pay stiff fees to contractors in their home countries for their chance at new lives in the U.S. But Pino says the fees were just the first link in a chain of debt that would keep them in bondage.
And then every little thing that they do, they're being charged for. So, for example, if they're being taken from their apartment to work, well, that's going to cost you $5. Oh, the apartment itself? Well, no, you're going to rent that from us, and that's $600 a month. So they're in this perpetual downward spiral of never getting out of the debt.
Getting on top of human trafficking for sex or labor will be complicated and difficult, experts said. But as one state senator said in her opening remarks to the conference, politics should not be a problem. There's no partisan divide over putting an end to human slavery. I'm Rick Stone in Fort Lauderdale.